I'm on the phone right now with Tatiana Gomez, who joins us from Colombia, where she is working with the group PASC, based in Montreal, the Projet Solidarité Accompagnement Colombie. So, Tatiana, you've been in Colombia for a few weeks now, and you're part of a delegation who's doing solidarity work with Afro-Colombian communities in Colombia. But just to start off, can you tell us a bit about the region where you are and some of the communities you've been working with?
Yeah, the province that I'm in is called El Chocó, which is to the west of the country. More specifically, I'm in three communities that we're working with, called Pueblo Nuevo and Nueva Esperanza and Bella Flor de Macho, which are off of the Higuamandó River.
And in terms of the inhabitants there, maybe you can tell us a bit about some of the communities and the issues that they've been facing as of recently. There is, of course, an issue with palm plantations in the area. Can you talk a bit about those?
There's about 1,000 people that live in these three villages. Originally, before they were displaced, they were about 4,000. Since 1997, they've been displaced several times. Finally settled across the river, that's across from their lands. They refused to leave the area, and they're engaging in what they call civil resistance. They distinguish themselves as a civil population engaged in civil resistance. So right now there's several kilometers of thousands of kilometers of land that have been usurped. They've been taken over by multinational corporations that are planting the African palm. And basically through the collaboration of the state and pretty much state terrorism, these people were forced off their land or were either forced to sell their land. They were told, you either sell us your land or your widow will sell the land. And so the conditions now is that the land is taken, it's been taken up for these palm plantations. And so there's struggles on three fronts. One is the environmental front, one is what they call the human rights front, and the third one is labor. The area here has, the tropical forest here has the largest biodiversity in the world per square foot, and this forest has been ravaged to make way for the palm plantations. And then, of course, there's the massacres, the killings, the displacement in order to take this land, to steal this land. And then those, the peasants that work on the land, who are people that have been displaced from elsewhere in the country, they pretty much, they're slaves. They don't even work. They don't work for wages. They work for vouchers so that they can buy produce and goods from the corporation themselves. So it's pretty much a feudal system.
You mentioned just before the issue of the paramilitaries, which, of course, has been an issue in Colombia for quite some time. From your perspective, since you've been there, what have you noticed has been the effects of paramilitary activity on the communities you're working with?
There's no free movement. The people have to stay within the communities that they're in now, and these are communities that they've been living in for just a few years. So they live in precarious conditions where they can't go to their lands or to neighboring lands, for example, to get the plantain, to get the yuca, to get the corn. So the main substance here for food is rice. And of course, people are they're stuck in the area without being able to move. There's the constant fear of the presence of military and paramilitary who continually try to enter the humanitarian zones. As I mentioned before, there are no armed actors that are permitted in these territories, including military and paramilitary, but they nonetheless come in. And there's always the fear, the threats that someone is going to be killed, that community leaders are targeted. And just less than 6 months ago, one of the community leaders, whose name is Pedro Murillo, was killed in the field. And then, of course, there's checkpoints throughout the entire area. Even for us, the international delegation that came in, when it could have taken us perhaps 2 hours to get to the villages, it took us a full day because of the military checkpoints and the police checkpoints. So as we came in, rather than saying that we were an international delegation coming to accompany these communities engaged in resistance, we were accompanied by a priest and a nun who work with the organization here, Justicia en Paz, that works with the past. And we had to say that we were an ecological, evangelical pilgrimage in order to enter the land.
Now, going back to these palm plantations, who are the actors behind these plantations? Maybe you can tell us a bit, either about some of the companies involved or the stakes involved in those.
I do know that a large portion of the land is controlled by a multinational called Europalma, and it's a European multinational, and it has taken over the land for the palm plantation. And the palm is used to extract oil, and then this oil is used in soaps and beauty products, for the production of food, and also mainly for the production of biodiesel. And what these plantations do is that it pretty much it renders the land sterile, barren after several years. So even if in 50 years these people are granted their land back, it's barren. They can't use it to live off the land.
And lastly, you're there in Colombia with an international delegation, people from Canada, from Germany, as well as Spain and the United States. Can you just give us a bit of a briefing on some of the actions you've already undertaken and the actions that you will be undertaking during the coming days and weeks?
Sure. We're an international delegation of about 20 people, but there's also an additional about 20, 25 people that have come in from other communities in Colombia engaged in similar struggle. And then there's, of course, people from the communities that are going to become part of the delegation that goes out into the land, into the field. So far, we visited their old towns, their old villages, which they don't have access to anymore, and they can only go visit with the accompanying of internationals who act as protection for them. We've also gone through these towns, and because the paramilitary and the military are still present, we've posted signs in the towns claiming the land with several statements of the community. Collaborated, and we're going to be a march of about 120 people that are going to cross the river and march through the forest, march through the land all the way to the other side of the palm plantations. And the idea throughout is to be witnesses of what's going on, to take photographs, and for the internationals to take this information and bring it out to the international media and to the international community in the hopes of developing a network of solidarity. Because the image that the president here gives is that with these mega projects, he's eradicating poverty, and that he said this is development for the country, that this is progress. But in reality, what he's doing is rather than eradicating poverty, he's eradicating the poor.
We've been on the phone with Tatiana Gomez, a Montreal-based activist currently in Colombia with the Projet Solidarité Accompagnement Colombie. Thank you very much, Tatiana.
Thank you.